Hi, this is Eric Elder, broadcasting live from the ranch. Tonight, I want to talk to you about what happens when words fail. Sometimes words are very helpful to us, and we are able to hear people tell us things, and we receive those words, and we say, "Oh, thanks, that's great, that's good advice, that's very comforting." But there are other times when words simply fail, and no matter what people tell us, maybe they tell us we think too much, or maybe they tell us we need to just forget about it, or they'll tell us other kinds of advice or pieces of wisdom, and the words simply don't do it. Well, what happens then? Well, God has another way to speak to us and to speak to our hearts, and tonight I want to focus on that. And it's a way that God can help you clear your mind, and that way is through music. God has a way of speaking through music and bringing clarity to our mind and bringing healing to those places in our life where we simply can't think straight enough. We can't figure it out. But God can do a deep work in us just through the power of music. And tonight I want to look at some passages of how God has worked through music in the Bible and how God can work through your life and in your life through music as well. And to start this off, I want you to take a look at a passage on the screen. It's from 1 Samuel. And if you'll read about what happened when King Saul was being tormented by some evil spirits and what happened as David came and played the harp. And I'll play a little piece of music here while you read that, and maybe God will even speak as you're reading that passage. But I pray that tonight you'll get some tips and some insight on how to clear your mind so that you can think better and you can have the peace that passes understanding. If you'll look at your screen at the message notes, you can read along with me in 1 Samuel. As you can tell from that story in 1 Samuel, God has a way of working through music. When David came and played the harp for the king, you'll notice it said that the evil spirits fled and that relief came to King Saul and the king felt better. Well, I believe that God can do that through other kinds of music as well. And there is so much music around the world and it just gets ingrained in our thinking. We were listening to a top 40 kind of station today, and we were hearing about the oldies, and they were playing just very short clips from songs from the 40s and 50s, and people were instantly recognizing these songs without even a word being sung, just with one opening bar from some piece of music. And it was amazing how I could recognize the songs as well, just from those little short clips, that this music gets ingrained in our lives, and there is so much music around the world that is being used today to profane God's name, that when God finds music that actually glorifies his name, I believe he has a deep desire to plant that music in our hearts and to work through it and to speak into it, because he just loves when we worship him with all our heart, and he loves when we come into his presence and allow music to speak to us. This is exactly what happened for King Saul, that he heard these songs, and somehow the notes and the Holy Spirit working through those notes just caused the demons to flee so that he could have a clear mind. There's another passage where God actually spoke through music. And if you look with me in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 15 through 20, here's what it says happened to Elisha. Elisha was a prophet of God, and he was being asked a question. And so he said, "But now bring me a harpist." And while the harpist was playing, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha, and he said, "This is what the Lord says." So as he called for the harpist came, and as he was playing, Elisha started to hear from God, and he told the people what he heard. He said, "Make the valley full of ditches, for the Lord says, you'll see neither wind nor rain, yet this valley will be filled with water, and you and your cattle and all the other animals will drink. This is an easy thing in the eyes of the Lord. He will also hand Moab over to you. You will overthrow every fortified city and every major town. You'll cut down every good tree, stop up all the springs, and ruin every good field with stones." Basically, God was saying, "I'm going to free you from this drought that you've been in. If you'll just go out and make some ditches, I'm going to fill them with water. You'll have enough water for yourself and for your cattle, and I'm going to give you victory over your enemies." And here in verse 26, it says, or in verse 20, it says, "The next morning, about the time for the offering of the sacrifice, there it was, water flowing from the direction of Edom, and the land was filled with water." So just the day before, as Elisha was listening to the harpist play, God was speaking to him and told him exactly what was going to happen the next day. The people got ready and prepared and did what God told them to do, and that very thing happened that God spoke to Elisha. God speaks through music. In fact, I was playing some of these songs for a friend, and they were saying, "God was speaking to me through the music. I didn't have any words written down, and yet they actually got the words out of the song that I had written to the song. I had written the words down, but I was not singing them." And simply by listening to the song, God spoke the similar words to this person. And so I know that God really can speak through music. And I'm going to play a little bit later tonight and just have God speak to you through the music as well. And I'm going to ask him just to send his Holy Spirit to do a deep work of healing in you. And before I get to that, though, I just want to talk about preparing your hearts to receive from God. Because there are some things we can do, and I don't want to give you too many words because I want God really to do the work through the music. But I just want to just give you a few brief words about preparing your heart for God. Because when you want your mind cleared and you've got these anxious thoughts about the future and you've got regretful thoughts maybe about the past, God says to come to him. And that's the best way that we can clear our mind, is simply to come back to God again and again and just ask him to clear our mind. And you can find all kinds of ways to try to clear your mind. You can do drugs, or you can try alcohol, or you can do wild sex, or you can do anything that you want to do to try to clear your mind. But the best way that you're going to find that lasts and gives you peace forever is to come to God, and he will help you clear your mind. Look with me, if you have a Bible near you, at Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8. And this passage talks about how to get that peace that passes understanding. Philippians 4, it says in verse 4 through 7, this whole concept of coming to God. He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There, God says through Paul that there's a way that we can have the peace that transcends understanding, the peace in our hearts that passes all understanding. We can't even understand why we have this peace, but he tells us how we can have it. One, we rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Two, let your gentleness be anxious to all, for the Lord is near. And three, Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. This is the concept of bringing your burdens to God and laying them down at His feet. Just come back to God and say, God, this is what's on my mind. I'm worried about Y2K. I'm worried about the future. I'm worried about my in-laws. I'm worried about not having in-laws. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about not having children. God, I'm worried about various things in my life, and I have just laid it down before you, Lord, and I just want to lay it down again. And I just want to say, God, this is yours. I present this request to you. And the Bible says the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will come upon us. And so that's one way that we can get our minds clear and get our hearts prepared to just receive from God and say, God, I just want you to speak to me. I want you to remove this. I want you to clear my mind. I'm coming to you for this answer. I'm coming to you for this peace. God is the one who can do it. Let me give you one final note here. This is from Philippians chapter 1, if you'll back up a few pages. Chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. And sometimes we do all we can to have our minds cleared. We say, God, I want my mind cleared, and I feel like I've done everything I can do. I've tried to right relationships with people. I've tried to make amends with people that I've hurt or people that have hurt me. But there's still some unfinished business, God, and I don't know what it is. There's unfinished business in my mind. I simply can't get out of this mode. Well, God says that He can clear up those things. And here Paul tells us in Philippians 1, verses 4 through 6, Paul says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God didn't come to save you just to leave you here to struggle, to leave you here with doubts and leave you here anxious and fretting. God came to save you to give you abundant life. And if you're not feeling that abundant life, I just want you to ask God to fill you up with life that overflows, the life of the Holy Spirit that will just bubble up out of you. Now, you may not be that way 100% of the time. I'm not that way. Lana's not that way 100% of the time, just feeling that flow. But God says that we can come back to Him again and again and ask Him to fill us up with His Holy Spirit and to ask Him to give us that peace that passes understanding and to complete the good work that He began in us. And God has been faithful to do that over and over and over in my life and in other people's lives. And I believe He will be faithful to you even today as you're watching this, whether you're watching it live or you're watching it recorded later. I believe He will be faithful to complete what He has begun in you. And so with those words, I just want to play a song over you. And I just want God to just speak that peace into your heart. I want you to be able to come to God and lay your requests before Him and just say, God, this is what I've got. These are the concerns and the burdens. You know them, God, whether they're healing, whether they're relationships, whether they're frustrations, whatever they are, doubts, worries, God can take those. God says, cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. We can cast our cares on God because God cares for us. And when we come back from playing these songs and letting them minister to you, I just want to talk about the absolute best way to clear your mind, and that is to be at peace with God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm going to explain to you how you can have that, because without that, you're never going to have that peace that comes in your heart, because you'll never be reconciled to God. You'll never be able to make things up to God until you come through Jesus Christ. So if you don't know Him yet, join me after I play this, and I just want to speak a special word to you. And for those of you who have already received that gift, I'm going to pray for you as well. I'll be praying while I play, but I'll also come back and pray a special prayer for you that God would really bring a clarity to your mind. He would right the wrong thinking that you have, and He would give you that peace that passes understanding. With those words, would you just ask God with me as we pray to bring upon you that peace and that clarity of thinking? Lord, I do pray that you would fall upon your people. Lord, clear our minds. Clear our hearts and speak to us even now. In Jesus' name, amen. I hate to even interrupt you or interrupt what God is doing, but I do pray that God would just continue to minister to you. I have also just finished recording about 12 of these songs, and I've put them up on the website. If you'd like to hear more of this music that can just minister to your soul, I encourage you to click on the CD at the bottom of the screen, and it will take you to this whole CD called Clear My Mind, and you'll be able to listen through some of these songs and just listen to about 50 minutes worth of music, and just let God minister to you and speak to you after you watch this, or later on in the week, or later on in the month. Come back to it, bookmark it, and just let God talk to you through this music. It's just instrumental music to help you to clear your mind, just as David played the harp and people were set free. God has called me to do three things here on the internet. One is to preach, two is to play, and three is to pray. And so through this combination of preaching the word and playing ministering music and praying ministry from the Holy Spirit, I just pray that that combination would somehow bring the fullness of God to you so that you could be free in your mind. We also are just putting the final touches on a CD of the same music. If you want to take it with you, we can make that available to you as well. This is not a fundraiser or anything like that, but we just want this music to bless you and to give you just a piece that you can take with you on a CD or on a tape, or you're welcome to download it off the internet anytime you want and listen to it at your computer. If you'll just send me a note, I'll be glad to get that out to you so that you can have that piece of some of this quiet music that God has. In fact, I read a story today about a man who heard a harpist play and just the peace that that brought to his soul. It was just an email that happened to come to me, and it happened to be about a harp and about how God used that. And at the very end, it just brought tears to my eyes too, just reading the story. And then even afterwards, I realized that that's exactly what David did and exactly what I was planning to do with you tonight, was to just let the strings and let the music of God minister to you. Now, if you have never made a commitment to Jesus Christ, you may not be able to even grasp the peace that I'm talking about. And I want to turn with you to a passage in Romans that talks about the best way to clear your mind, which is to be at peace with God through Christ. If you look with me at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, here it talks about having peace with God and being reconciled with Christ. I'm just going to read you these 10 verses, and even through the verses, the Word of God, I pray that this will speak to you more than anything else you hear tonight. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. What that whole passage says is that God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to die for our sins. While we were still the enemies of God, and you may not feel like you're an enemy of God, but if you've turned and followed your own ways and haven't consulted with God before, then you probably have done some things that haven't been pleasing to God. And those things that don't please God are simply called sins. And the penalty for sin is death. And someone's going to have to pay that price. And unless you find someone else to pay that price for you, you're going to have to pay it. And that's why we as Christians are so excited to have found Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is a man who stood up and said, I'm going to pay Eric Elder's sins. I'm going to pay Lana's sins. I'm going to pay the sins of anyone who will believe in me and believe that I have paid their penalty of death already on the cross. And that is how we have reconciliation with God. And Jesus didn't have to do this. In fact, it says here in this passage that very rarely will someone die for a righteous man. You know, if even a very godly man is dying and you have a chance to take his place, you may not do that, even for a very righteous man. And yet look at Christ, who died for us, who we weren't even righteous. We were enemies of God, is what the Bible says, because of our sin. He died for the ungodly so that we could have eternal life. This is amazing love. And it says at the very beginning that we have peace with God through one thing. In verse 1 it says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we gain access to heaven. That's how we gain access to forgiveness and to clarity of our minds. I tell you, when I made the decision to follow Christ, it changed everything in my mind. It changed my thinking. It changed the way I viewed life. It changed the way I view myself and viewed other people. It brought a certain dimension to my life and my existence, a purpose that I'd never known before. And I know the same goes true for others of you who are watching it. It goes true for Lana. When you make that commitment to Christ, your whole mind can be totally clear, and you can think and focus on the things that are important in life, and those are the things of God. If you want to make that decision right now today to follow God, or if you need to recommit to Christ and say, yes, I just want to follow you with my whole heart and soul and mind and strength, I'm going to pray with you right now. Lord, I pray that these people who want to follow you will make a decision, and will just say this prayer with me. Lord, we're sorry for the things we've done wrong. I'm sorry for the sins I've caused. God, I need your forgiveness. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for me. I do believe that he died in my place so I wouldn't have to. Oh God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill up those empty places in my heart and my life that have been so hurting and have not been at peace. And I pray you'd fill me with the peace that passes understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. And for you who are needing your mind clear, let me pray for you too. God, I pray that those who have made a commitment to you already would now experience the clarity of mind that you have in store for them. For God, if you were willing to die for us, even while we were enemies, how much more would you want to do for us now that we're your friends? That's exactly what Romans tells us in Romans 5. Reread that passage if you need to. God wants to bless you. He wants to clear your mind. He wants to set your thinking straight. He wants to clear your heart. He wants to rid you of anything that plagues you, any doubts, any worries, so that you can come clear. God, I pray they would continue to lay their burdens down at your feet, to bring their anxious thoughts before you. And God, you would lift those burdens off him. Lift those burdens off her. Lift those burdens off everyone who's listening, Lord. Off of me and Lana. Off of our families, Lord. Off of our friends, Lord. God, just clear our minds. Clear our hearts. So that we could worship you afresh and anew. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you feel better. I hope God has lifted some things off you already. Again, I encourage you to click on the CD at the bottom if you want to hear some more of this music and just let God continue to minister to your heart and lift those things off of you. Also, if you'd like to pray with someone personally, you can join us after this live broadcast in the chat room at the ranch under the button called Talk to Someone. Or you can also ICQ me anytime during the week, and on the Talk to Someone page you can find out how to do that. Or you can always send me an email at pokey@theranch.org. I hope this has been helpful, and I pray that God will clear your mind this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good night.